Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shoot, yeah, it's Hour 5 of the Nation here, and it is time now for some more sports with you on 105.3 The Fan. Tomorrow we are going to be live at the Bearded Monkey in Rockwall. That's on Ridge Road, 2-7. Come get your flags. Then Friday, Pickler Universe in Carrollton. That's a Bush and 35 right there on the service road. One of the hottest new spots in DFW, Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Come learn all about pickleball, play some pickleball, and hang out with us and Stella Artois on Friday. Here's Wolchuk with your mixed bag.
All righty. We will start in college football, where we have a double fine situation with the Big 12 fining Kansas and Texas Tech $25,000 each over fan behavior in a dispute on this dropped knife, pocket knife that was not open. It was closed. But in the post game, you had Lance Leipold accusing a fan of throwing the pocket watch at that hit, supposedly hit an assistant coach. One of the staff
pocket
members.
Knife. Or what? You said watch.
Pocket knife. Yes, yeah, pocket knife.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Yeah, gotcha.
Well, Kirby Hocut, who is the athletic director AD, of Texas Tech, said that they've gone through video footage, and they believe that the pocket knife was actually dropped by someone on Kansas's sideline.
Ooh, the plot thickens.
It was not thrown by a fan. The video shows a Kansas player reaching down to pick up the closed pocket knife on the field apron near the 38-yard line and then handing it to a KU staff member. So they've sent that to, I guess, the NCAA. But either way, both schools right now getting a $25,000 fine. I think that'll probably be the end that we hear about this, and both schools will pay the fine and move on. But the accusation from Kansas against the Red Raiders might be a faulty accusation if they did indeed just go ahead and maybe plop that pocket knife there.
I mean, everybody knows a Tech fan would have thrown a pistol at him.
Damn right. Wouldn't have been a pocket knife.
No.
Okay, Boise State. At one point, I don't know if they still do, they definitely had some of the best fans in the country. Like, Boise State was traveling. I mean, if you go back, that 07 Fiesta Bowl game randomly popped up on the Tiki Talkies. I was watching highlights from that one. What an incredible game it was. Jared Zabransky, Ian Johnson and company for Boise State upsetting Oklahoma. And their fans traveled. They were there in Phoenix, Arizona that day. But now you've got the coach. You've got the AD. They are begging Bronco Nation to come out at half and stay throughout the entire game. I guess they are leaving at halftime. They are not staying. And, quote, Bronco Nation, I believe without question, we have the best fan base in the country. But it's hard coming out at half when you look up and you see a lot of the fans are gone. That's hard. It's hard for our team. They're 11.5-point favorites for this upcoming weekend. But man, that's a tough beat right there. If you got to be begging your fans to stay past the first half.
USC was begging their guys too, right?
They were. They were begging them to show up for a 9 a.m. kick, I guess, in California.
Yeah. When listen, they were I paid my money. I'll do whatever I want.
If I want to leave,
be better, put on a better show, play more entertaining sports. Don't quit putting this on the fans.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you guys are kicking their ass too much that it's like, we know what's going to happen here.
They're 4-2 right now, huh?
We're going to leave. Yeah, they're taking on UNLV. They're 11.5-point favorites for this upcoming weekend.
Oh, is Dan Mullen not getting it done at UNLV?
So Dan Mullen, and it might be, look, he's having to turn around the program. He is also one of the coaches that I guess the rumors are maybe Penn State could look at Dan Mullen. So he's been asked about that. He said he's not going anywhere. He plans on staying at UNLV. But let's be honest. If Penn State says, Dan Mullen, do you want to be our head coach? He's leaving in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, dude. That's the biggest lie. I'm going to be the head coach at UNLV next year. Yeah, you will be, because Penn State's not going to offer you the job, coach. That's why. Not because you wouldn't take the
Don't be
the
honest.
Job.
You have to apologize.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. If he had
Sorry,
said,
coach. I didn't mean to say that.
I might not be the coach at UNLV next year, guys.
They can't pay him if they fire him, right? They don't have his second year of his deal paid for, I believe.
I think you're right on that. Yeah, I think they have some issues.
I think they're one of these things. He took the job and they hadn't raised the money for his contract completely.
They got problems. All right, let's talk
we
about.
We all do.
We do. We got a real big accounting problem here at this company. Let's talk about PFF, the Green Light Podcast with Chris Long. I'm pretty freaking pissed about something right now. I'm not going to air it, but it's
you just did. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Costing my family $1,000.
You're about to get a text.
Is it just not going to happen?
It's just I don't know what's happening. I don't know. PFF, Chris Long, take it away. What do you think?
Get Mahomes quarterback 13 of 32 off my television screen. We're talking about legislation, what our kids shouldn't see at school, what they shouldn't be learning about. Like, should we have political ads on television? I want the PFF scores off the TV as bad as I want political ads off the television, because, like, God forbid there's somebody watching the game who doesn't know who Patrick Mahomes is.
Right.
They're going to be badly misguided, brother. 13th best quarterback in the league? I mean, if I was not Nandi, and maybe he earned it this year, but I would sue. I'd be in Chris Collinsworth's backyard, dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'd be at the window. Right. Like, what the f***? You can't do that, dude.
So this isn't, of course, Sunday Night Football. Chris Long is talking about the grades they pop up. They're doing the player introductions. Patrick Mahomes, quarterback, Texas Tech, 13 out of 32, yeah. Right? Which he's right, is ridiculous. But they do this for every single position, and the point is the players think that PFF's grading system absolutely stinks, and they don't know what they're doing. Now, I did think that there's, like, truth to that, but J.J. Watt is explaining this, and it makes it even more, ooh, maybe PFF really should stop doing this. Here's J.J. on Pat McAfee.
I'm getting hot.
Oh, I like
keep going. Okay.
Keep going. Hey, that's how you summon some change. Exactly. You know, you got to get passionate.
Personal stories of Uber drivers telling NFL passengers that they break down film for PFF and that they watch the TV copy only and put a grade out after the game.
I knew this.
That Uber driver's
true. You can't watch film on the TV copy and create a grade. You can't break down a person's grade and know what they're supposed to do if you don't know their exact assignment. Like D-Butt just said, I know defensive line play unbelievably well. I could not go and grade a game for a player and give him a definitive grade without speaking to him, his coach, the scheme, everything. It's just a fact. PFF has a ton of great stuff. Player grading sucks. Stop putting it out.
Yeah. If that's the case, we've got literally Uber drivers, and maybe you're just trying to make some extra money, good for you, but you're just getting a TV copy, and that's how we're putting out these player grades that people are now taking and are using and are making their assessment on if a player's good or not.
John Owning
that's
is
not right.
PFF, right?
He does, yes.
And I know John watches tape.
John does.
John watches tape. This is when I used to work at ESPN Dallas. I used to do like part-time radio stuff there. This is when the PFF and we started, and then I went after Sam and those guys because I didn't know how they graded off TV copies and stuff like that. This is, you know, now maybe this is, I think it's changed, right?
They do the TV copy for the instance, right?
It's hard.
But then they go after, I was listening to an interview with the guy earlier, explain it because there's a big to-do about Myles Garrett and his game against Pittsburgh last week. And he was saying, yes, the numbers that pop up early, like late Sunday night or Monday morning, those are off the TV copy. And then we do final grades
as the All 22 comes in and they have a chance to do more of it. But it's like a, you know, expediency over accuracy, I think, because fans are just dying for the numbers and there's a business model. You know, I do think PFF does a really good job at estimating how good most players are, but there's going to be mistakes each and every week, especially off the TV copy.
Yeah. And really, when we're reflecting and talking about the game, we're looking at it the day after. And that's what we're going to use as a reference.
Absolutely.
Point.
Yeah.
So you just shouldn't put that out if that's
the case. Yeah, I think they should wait. Like 48 hours after the game or whatever, the PFF numbers are going to come out because usually people don't go back and look again.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to wait, go back and double check on Wednesday
after
they've put it out again and they've actually watched the All 22 and this is a better overall grade.
I think the big problem is just putting it on TV. Like, who's putting it on TV here? ESPN?
It's Sunday Night Football when they do their player introductions.
Chris Collinsworth is part owner, I believe, at PFF.
Which is why they do it.
I mean, I think it's something you can't ignore. I think it's an incredible tool, but you have to know where to put it in context.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to give you an accurate report of what happened, but that is not always the full story. You know, like, you can beat your tackle again and again and again, but the offense is getting the ball out early. So should they punish you as an edge because you didn't go hit the quarterback? You didn't finish the play? I mean, maybe they should, but they bonus the hell out of you if you do actually hit the quarterback. You know, as a wide receiver, if you only caught two balls, but constantly you were getting open again and again and again and again, destroying your guy, but you play with a crap quarterback, should they give you a bad score because your QB couldn't find you? No.
No.
Like, and they do great work because the only person who could possibly have a more informed opinion would be somebody that works for a football team in the personnel department that has nothing but time to constantly watch tape. And even one person couldn't do as good of a job ballparking how good players are as PFF does with their army of people. There's not anything better for ballparking how good a team is or how good an offensive or defensive unit is.
I will agree with him. And I even suffered this working for a team, not knowing what the scheme was, the call was.
Yeah.
And that's where.
That's not stuff that a lot of people.
I mean, I was like your time, I was watching tape all day, and then we would have, like, something would pop up, and I'm like, what coverage we playing here?
Yeah.
And so you'd have to go find out, you'd ask, what are we doing here?
But this really comes from football fans wanting to know so much.
Yeah.
They have an unquenchable thirst for more knowledge, and
You
know, that's why these media companies, they're just trying to fill that gap and make money.
I tell you what, though, I've learned this with my new company, that when Vach and I do talks, when we do our videos, like we kind of, they do better than the actual film breakdowns that we do. Like, we break down film on you know, after the game, like on a Tuesday and a Thursday, and people. I think, and I asked the fans why this. I go, why are you think my numbers are not as good? And they're like, people are like, too many fans just want to take the word of somebody else, and they don't want to
not pay attention,
and they don't want to do the work. I thought it was a pretty good answer. Like, I'm like, I'm curious why my numbers are like a few thousand less on views when I do a film breakdown.
Right.
And I thought initially that people, and maybe when the college we start doing college stuff, it'll be different. But I thought that people want to learn the why. I also believe that people don't want to see their team get killed. And they don't want, when you're breaking down, like, okay, this is what happened in the game.
Yeah.
This is what happened when they didn't cover somebody. And I think people, just as fans, are like, I don't want to see it again. I already know it's bad.
It takes a lot more brain power to really understand something like that, which is why I don't think the PFF score should be on TV. Yeah.
No, they shouldn't be, and they shouldn't post them then if that's the case on the day after, because you'll have people that they're going to listen to whoever is going to share those numbers. Now we've got an assessment. This is now what I think of said player, and it's not accurate. It's not necessarily a good representation of how the player is playing or what they did or didn't do correctly.
It's a starting point. Like, when you guys are evaluating players for the college draft, you get their combined scores. Sure. That's one data point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I appreciate the list of names. You know, I mean, I don't always agree where they have them ranked, but I appreciate just the names. They gather those names for me, and then I can make my own.
And they give you snap counts. They give you gap versus zone. They give you coverages.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a lot of good stuff, and I think they unnecessarily get heat because I mean, what do you do with it? You know, if you talk about like, yeah, I'm getting this data from Pro Football Focus, you know, the sharps in your audience are going to roll their eyes. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the naive people might not even understand what you're talking about, right? So it's a really difficult, you know, place for where they sit in this whole thing.
Yeah, I do my best to like the educational part of it. We break it down to like sit there and like the other day we were explaining backside, front side and stuff like that because you hear that a lot. Mm-hmm. People might be watching, what the hell they're talking about? They're talking about backside, back, front side. What? And so we were kind of drawing in and explaining it and stuff like that. I think the most important thing is you try and just educate people. Sure. The grade part of it is I like to try and put people in the rounds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's just for me. That's where I would take this guy. But I think just the most important thing is to just to try and educate as many fans as you can on why something happened. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. And I
would rather,
to that end,
I'd rather do that than grades.
Yeah.
I would say educate me on the why. Mm-hmm. You know, why did this happen? Why? Not, but that's
the context.
The context.
It's really a maze of glossary of terms, though, because I mean, there's so many ways to talk about this game and so many code words that one team might have and another team doesn't. One media outfit's using that, the other media. So it is difficult. You know, it's all in the search for more information. And I would say back to the teams who are frustrated with PFF, okay, when are you going to help us understand with more data?
Yeah.
You want to play keep away with all of the data, not give away any of the secrets, not talk about it in any detail because your coach is going to get mad at you and then get mad at people for trying to decode what you're trying to do or give an opinion on what you're trying to do. Sure. It's, you know, it's a mess. And I think a lot of it comes back to the game itself being so protective of the information.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's the PFF breakdown. Last thing here, ESPN did their simulation of the entire NBA season. Your Dallas Mavericks,
44.
36 wins,
ooh,
46 losses. They have them drafting 8th in the lottery. Not even a playoff team.
Who's doing this?
This is ESPN simulation. Their NBA Finals simulation ended up being Orlando versus Golden State, and Orlando being your NBA champion in 7 games.
Wow.
By the way, McMahon got back to me about his Twitter handle.
Oh, yeah.
He says, it's been my nickname on the podcast for a while.
Okay. That's makes sense.
The Hoop Collective. Yeah. Banned McMahon.
Didn't Cuban try to ban him back in the day when he was at ESPN?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'll blow you guys out of here and put my own bloggers.
I totally picked the Mavs in every series. That's the year they won the championship in 11. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. They were not favored. I was afraid he was going to take our credential.
Yeah, he threatened.
Everybody
picked against him.
I did. Everybody picked against him, not me. And afterwards, like, I saw where you picked us every time. I'm saying, I go, to be honest with you, Mark, I thought you were going to pull our credential.
Yeah.
I told him.
Well, if this team's really heading for 36 wins as they play the Lakers tonight, hopefully you would trade at the deadline or at the very latest next summer, because that would mean the Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis are too old to drag this roster or too hurt to drag up this roster, and now it's just time to commit to Cooper Flagg. I think you could get good picks.
Oh, you could.
I mean, you could build a hell of a young team around Cooper Flagg like the Thunder are now realizing. Around Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, I think the reason for that projection is the fragility of the health.
The injuries, yeah.
I mean, that's what it is, because if you could guarantee me health for this team, I would feel really, really good about it, especially defensively. I think they will be a lockdown team. It's just not only with Anthony Davis, but you have the Kyrie stuff, Derek Lively, for as young as he is, he's been super banged up. I think that's the big question about this team, because otherwise, super deep and they will play some serious defense.
Yeah, once AD is out of there, though, and you assume it's just a matter of time, you know, until he gets hurt, I mean, where are you going to get the bulkier scoring?
Yeah, who steps up then?
As long as he's healthy, I think they should be trending to playoffs when Kyrie comes back, though. I'd probably disagree with that over-under.
I think they're a playoff team. I thought that was pretty crazy.
Sports hodgepodge coming up, Chief.
Yes, among other things, Cooper Flagg and other rookies getting some special treatment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
There's
search and inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This year, next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Tune in tomorrow, 5:20, the Jake Ferguson Show. We'll be live at the Bearded Monkey Sports Bar and Grill in Rockwall, 2 to 7. Come get your flag while they last. It is time now for a sports hodgepodge brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Eric.
Yeah, we got a little something to address with Jake Ferguson right after this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. We no one's thousands. Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Okay, plenty to get to here. We start, I don't know, we saw a video. Oh, Broadus has the index
finger. Oh, squirrel. Question. Dawson, who is the lady that you said, well, we are the home of the Cowboys. Who is that lady?
Lisa McCaffrey's mom.
That was Christian's mom.
Was that her? Okay, back to you, Eric. Thank you. I was trying to figure out who that was.
Didn't realize she had such a smoky voice.
I know.
Shouldn't be surprised.
Chain smoking.
Well, we are the home of the Cowboys.
All that stress from the Sunday banged up.
Well, we are the home of the Cowboys.
Exactly. Nobody listens to them.
Sure.
Okay.
Did you guys see the video of Baby Gronk cooking?
I did see that.
Jake Ferguson at a youth camp.
Oh, he not nearly let him do that.
I would like to think he let him do that. We're going to have to ask about it.
100%.
We are going to have to ask about that.
The Baby Gronk kid's annoying.
Are we going to ask about his...
How old is he now?
Baby Gronk, no, about 14.
Seventh grade, maybe?
He's thinned out, for sure.
Looks like he might be a decent little prospect. I was wondering if we're going to ask him about the first and 10 on that screen they ran. Not quite sure how Ferguson was trying to block there. It wasn't his finest work.
Late in the game.
Yeah.
That's just a bad call.
Yeah.
Yeah, just blame the coach.
Bad call. Three times the pickings, and you probably, maybe, when I say probably, maybe. Maybe win that game.
Probably, maybe. I'll take
probably
it.
Probably, maybe.
He's got a touchdown celebration that looks kind of sus.
Jake does?
Yeah, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Was it the one he did in the Jets game?
They were doing it on the sideline. Yeah. Oh, you definitely can't do it out there in the game.
The two-hand cranker.
Yeah.
We'll throw that back into the Pimp Cup. We're like, Lucius has a question for you, Jake.
What's up with that one?
Nice to talk to you. So, you got two hands going with this one thing, and
Man, that was pretty wild. Not safe for work.
So that move there, that's a double.
Looks double, like the
double
the
gripper.
Old, the old, the absolutely you know, a 10-finger lid,
it's a two-hander,
if you will. So, starting this season, every NBA rookie will wear a debut patch on their jersey during their first game. Once a player makes their debut, that patch will be removed from the jersey and embedded into a one-of-one autographed trading card. Three exclusive cards will be randomly inserted into sealed packs set to release in 2026, courtesy of Topps.
Pretty cool.
Can you imagine landing that flag one? Come on now, dude.
Sweet. It's got to be five figures, right?
I would think that would be I would think that'd be pretty fat.
So they're not really baseball or basketball cards anymore. They're one of one collectibles.
Yes.
Imprinted into a card.
Yeah.
All right. And you keep it for 20 years and it could be worth millions.
Yeah. If flag ends up meeting the expectations, absolutely.
The flag.
that would be pretty dang awesome. Speaking of the NBA, I would like to turn our attention to Shams Charania. He's having, I don't even know, some type of conversation with the Timberwolves players. And they were asking him about breaking the Luka trade. And then Anthony Edwards had some thoughts for Shams.
And I tweeted out 7 minutes later. So between those 7 minutes, like, my hands were shaking because you just know the ramifications that it has. No one ever expects a guy like Luka, like you, Ant. Like, no one expects a player like you to get traded.
If you know I'm finna get traded, you better motherfucking text me. don't leak that shit on a motherfucking Twitter at X. Man, send me a text. Let me know.
Let me know.
That's on ESPN, dude. Anthony Edwards has no care in the world.
Yeah. He's a walking FCC violation.
He is. Yes. He absolutely is. He's in midseason form right now. I certainly understand. Guess where he's coming from here? You know, let me know. Let me know, Shams. Before you fire off the tweet, save it into the drafts. Fire off a text to your boy. Let me know that I'm getting moved.
I told Tim the same thing. I said, don't make me drive all the way up here, bro. I'm getting fired. You know what I'm saying? Especially, make sure it's a payday, too. I get fired on the payday, bro. Don't fire me in between.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that next week is going to struggle.
First thing when I wake up, too.
Help me, Jesus.
Start my day with it.
Yeah, I don't want to have to be working all day or planning on going to work all day. Just call me first thing in the morning.
Yeah, let me know, man.
Yeah.
I can start on my resume right then and there.
Yeah. Break that news at breakfast. Yeah, it's kind of reminds me of Aaron Glenn having Aaron Rodgers fly out to New York just to be told.
That was,
we don't want you.
Yeah, I want to do things face-to-face, want to respect you, so figured I'd use up your entire day while you're on an airplane.
It really is an all-time bleep-hole move.
All right,
man.
See you later.
Gosh.
Yeah, I think Rodgers would have been totally fine with what the Jets decided to do, but that pissed him off.
Yes, and it would anybody.
Yeah,
even those who are like kind of anti Aaron Rodgers, it's like that was a schmucky thing to do. And then now you see how the Jets are performing and all the disaster, and I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is just loving every single second.
And Robert Saleh.
Yeah, that's true.
They're having Jet suck parties.
You see the Jets texting each other.
Okay, so we do have a couple of things from around the world that we need to address. We start with Arby's.
Again? Beef.
Arby's is being sued.
No.
And I will say,
we just paid $3 billion for Buffalo Wild Wings.
The photo evidence is pretty damning.
I knew it. It's fake roast beef.
We have some false
advertising.
We have some false advertising going on. We don't know about the actual quality.
I'm bringing
quality,
you one tomorrow.
But there's a lawsuit alleging that the Arby's ads make the sandwiches appear to have at least
this whole thing
100% more meat than they really do.
I mean, they should sue every single fast food place.
And they made the meat look like rare roast beef when it's actually fully cooked.
Come on.
Arby's lost its motion to dismiss the case. And when you look at the photos, it is, now I agree with you.
You know, like
the most egregious, I mean, they have like breakdowns on how they set up these fake
There's artists that do this.
Yeah, right, right.
This is somebody's real profession.
Like, yeah. You know that's not what you did.
You did that at McDonald's? That's you?
But, man, I should DM this to you guys so you guys can just see the difference from the real photo of the Arby's sandwich.
Yeah, I Googled it up. It is, it's stark. There's quite a contrast on that.
Like, the commercial version of it makes you think, like, dang, that is...
This is the greatest thing ever.
That's a serious sandwich. Whereas the actual photo of the actual sandwich looks like what we all know Arby's to be.
Looks like somebody sat on it. Still good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is still good.
But look like it came out of somebody's back pocket. Here you go, man. I got your sandwich.
For real, man. I just sent it to everybody. And yeah, it looks like when you get the double beef and cheddar, you look like you're about to get one of the most delicious large sandwiches you've ever seen.
Well, they didn't get the right sandwich. They didn't get a beef and cheddar. That's not a beef and cheddar.
The double beef and cheese.
There's not even any cheese. Where's the cheese?
Well, I think that's the argument. You should be seeing the cheese flowing out of the sandwich. You can't even see it between those.
You can't
see.
I mean, open it up. You can't. I don't even think they got the right thing here.
I think they do, Wolchuk. I think that's the problem.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's actual cheese in there somewhere.
Man. They tried to dismiss the case, and they're saying, no, you can't dismiss
this case.
Isn't
it like a cheese whiz?
Yeah, it's a cheese whiz.
It's
more like a cheese condiment.
This just looks like your traditional roast beef sandwich. There's not even any cheese, and there's definitely no sauce that they usually put on here.
In the name of common sense, I would just say whoever is in charge of lawsuits in America, is this the attorney general? Just say no more of this crap.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not suing people for, it's advertising. What are you going to tell me next? My G.I. Joe helicopter doesn't really fly?
You're going through Arby's. You know? What the hell do you think you're getting here, dude?
Fly?
Yeah.
Be respectful.
I mean, I figured this out when I was 7 years old. I won Hungry Hungry Hippo. I got Hungry Hungry Hippo. It sucked. It wasn't fun.
Yeah, I know.
It was good like the first game, and then it was a little disappointing.
Did you ever have Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
No, but we got some for Abby, so I played it with her. Yeah, we didn't. I didn't have the Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Times are tough. We didn't get many toys. but we made the most of it, and damn it, we understood that television on commercial times, it's a little exaggerated.
Yeah. I think the most guilty is Red Lobster. Red Lobster makes it look like it's a feast.
They're getting their game back together, apparently.
Man, I hope. But on TV, they make it look like it's... Oh my gosh, it's some good looking crab legs. You get there, they're like taking like little crab legs. You know, it's kind of crabs.
Oh yeah,
baby crabs.
It's embarrassing.
That's why this should be a class action lawsuit against all people that advertise the foods.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like I'm saying, there's a whole profession of somebody to set that food up to make it look perfect. They even spray some things on there so it looks sweaty.
It's
all fake, man.
Go do a side by side Big Mac, Whopper. Name the restaurant. It's not going to be what it looks like.
Bring in the Spritzer guy.
You know? Yeah.
So ask for your money back.
Just don't
want
go.
This. Yeah.
What do you mean don't go?
It's America. You don't have to go. You're going to sue everybody for not getting what you thought you got on. Then just don't go.
I want to go.
Because you're going to be disappointed.
I'll eat the bad sandwich. I don't care. It's Arby's.
Well, that's the way to do it.
That's what we're
not going to throw a lawsuit on
them. And you get a bag of the curly fries, you're pretty happy.
Right.
It's not a bad sandwich.
No, I like Arby's. But I've never seen a roast beef and cheddar look like that. That doesn't look like a roast beef and cheddar.
I prefer their... Do they still have the chicken bacon Swiss? I thought that was the best thing Arby's did there for a while.
I don't know.
Had bacon on it. Mm. Nice chicken sandwich.
Chicken cordon bleus.
Ooh. Yeah, it's another good one.
Ooh, cordon bleu.
It's all about the curly fries and the milkshakes at Arby's. If you ask me.
Mod sticks.
A little mod stick action. How about this
better than Sonic?
I don't know.
From the mod sticks?
I think Arby's mod sticks might be hitting better than Sonic's.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think so,
Didn't expect that.
Low-key good.
We should do this.
Taste test.
Side by side.
See which one's better.
Blindfolded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Okay, how about this for a disorder? This is crazy.
Oh, no.
This is a man named Mark, lived under suspicion, slurred speech, balance issues, and even the smell of alcohol made everyone think he was secretly drinking.
Okay? Oh, yeah, that's Mark. That's drunk Mark.
After losing jobs, facing DWIs, and straining his marriage, he finally discovered the truth.
Mark, you got to stop drinking.
Beer has alcohol in it.
I swear to God, I'm not drinking. Sure you're not, Mark.
It's just this wine stuff.
Sure.
It's called auto brewery syndrome. A rare condition where gut microbes convert carbs into alcohol. literally intoxicating the body without a sip of liquor.
Oh, my goodness. Glorious.
So he's got a disease?
Yes. A glucose test confirmed it when his BAC spiked to 0.14 after eating sugar. So this dude's whole life
Section 138, Kyle Field.
Guy converting sugar to booze in his own belly.
Guy eating permitted cheese sandwich.
Some might say this is the greatest affliction of all time.
Yeah.
Others might disagree. At least if you know it's your affliction, right? Then you can secretly be like, yeah, let's go to the movies. I'll eat some Milk Duds. I'll get hammered in the game.
Save you some money.
Save you totally. Yeah. I mean, once you know this, but now he's had to revamp everything. But yeah, like his whole life was falling apart. Turns out... It was just his body was betraying.
Sir, are you drunk?
No, I promise.
I swear. He goes to an
AA meeting right after lunch.
I haven't had a sip.
I think we had this story in sports a couple decades ago. I can't remember. I've heard this one before, though. It was legit. The guy got off, too. There. He was like, listen, I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking on the job.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got this condition.
Nobody believes you. You smell like booze. I mean, every single box is checked for you being a belligerent alcoholic. And it turns out you were just eating probably an Arby's sandwich, and it was getting you hammered.
Yeah, the ketchup and that fries probably get you liquored up.
Right, no question. There it is.
All right, a sports hodgepodge every night about 6:20 here on 105.3 The Fan. We're coming back to mix with The Fan after dark, see what they got cooking. They'll take the air coming up 8 to 11. Cowboys crosstalk with Bobby Belt. Nate Newton, who did a hell of a job this morning with Sean and RJ. It was a great hour.
I think it's Tommy Yarsh for Bobby Belt.
Corey,
and those guys. Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to that coming up at 7 o'clock. Fan after dark at 8, and we're back to cross with them. See what they got cooking coming up next year on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
One of the best headbanger songs of all time right here. Metallica's One. Is that the name of this track? Unbelievable song.
Yes, sir.
A Justice for All. All righty. It's time now to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what they got cooking. Of course, Cowboys crosstalk coming up here top of the hour with Corey Majors and Nate Newton and the guys, and they'll be talking Cowboys with you for an hour. And then Fred and Blake coming up 8 to 11. Dude, how you doing tonight?
Feeling phenomenal. How you fellas doing after a great day of radio?
Well, we're doing wonderful, and we want to congratulate you and Fred for being G-Bag of the Day, dude. Nice work.
Hey, man, impromptu skits happen all the time on Fan After Dark. We were just doing our top five people that could score on the Cowboys defense, and it felt like Mr. Hawking felt like he should get the number one spot.
I don't know how many horsepowers he's got in that thing, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean,
if you gave him 10 looks like Dowdle had last week.
Do you even need blocking assignments, or do you just go, hey, we're handing the ball off. Hawk, do your thing.
Well, I mean,
do your thing.
I think I'd run him on the counter. I'd start one way, and then I'd let the blocking set up, and then I would go.
Cat laughed.
I'd go, yeah. Then I would take it Hurdle. Inside
because you right.
The movement will get like the counter step will get Murray to go one way, and you could just kind of scoot through the hole.
Is it even not to get serious for a second? Is it even possible for Kenneth Murray to?
He's having a rough game.
Not be getting playing time. Like are we in the spot of linebackers and go, hey, you're just not going to play?
Well, I think a lot with having Sanborn back will tell you this week. You know, that might have been a pretty good game for Jack Sanborn to play in because there wasn't a lot to it. It just was kind of running inside there, and you know he can get over there. He's not as quick as the other guys, but at least I think he made a few more tackles.
I've been meaning to ask you today, Brian, about Shamar James because he's like making history. Could you play Sanborn at middle and James at?
Yeah, you could. I mean, the thing with James is. Initially, he just wasn't very instinctive, and there's still that things with him and Leofau, and Zach, please correct me if I'm wrong, too, where he kind of overthinks things a little bit, and he goes, it's like he thinks he's seeing it, but like there was one time they ran a play to come right at him, and he just like he went in coverage, like he took the tight end up the field, and the tight end was going to block, and you see him kind of carry the tight end, and then the ball goes in behind him, and you know, but when he can make a tackle, he can make a tackle. But there's just this, it's just so much that they're throwing at these guys. And they're fighting blocks, too. I mean, they're having to fight. The last couple of weeks, they've had to fight a lot of blocks with guys getting up on him in the second level. But he's got a chance just because he's willing to go tackle. And that's a lot of the battle.
Do you think he'd be better than Murray at weak side linebacker?
Oh, I'd keep him free and let him run. That's what you mean, Maris Leofau. Maybe you play Maris at the Sam. I know he's not the biggest guy, but he at least can play with his hands. He knows how to get off blocks and stuff. But I would keep James free and just let him run to the ball if it was me.
This is kind of interesting because wasn't Eberflus a linebacker's coach?
Yes.
He was here? Yeah, he
That's
was.
His bread and butter.
And why has this like been – I mean, the whole defense has been weak. Let me not get too far extended. But the linebacker has been the one we've kind of been heartbeating
the last
couple
of weeks.
Well,
the problem is the linebackers get even more exposed when guys like Kenny Clark don't have a great game.
Okay.
Or they don't. Like the last couple of weeks – Clark, and we've talked about it here several times. I'm talking about other platforms. Last week, they just mashed your three technique. They just double-teamed Osa, and they said, listen, we can run the ball past Kenny Clark. We'll just get into him. And then so they were just blocking JT and Kenny with one guy, and they were mashing your three and just pushing the ball that way. And I could see the Commanders trying to do the same thing. I don't know how you cannot watch tape and not say running the ball against Dallas is probably our best path to victory.
You know? Yeah, I think they could run for 300.
Yeah.
Between Merritt and Daniels, yeah. If they want to, you know, I think a lot of
anything's
teams
free games. It's
well, that's why
right
I say
there.
I would just stack the thing. I'd stack the box the best you can, put everybody up in there tight, and say, okay, try and run it. And if you want, if it makes them throw, just play on the outside. Just lock up one on one and see. You know. Diggs has had some games where he's gone against Terry McLaurin and actually had some success. So maybe it's a matchup there you would have to think about.
What are you guys thinking about doing for a show tonight? Anything planned yet?
8:40. We haven't had this guy on in a long time. This is one of the original fatties. This is one of the people that stuck by our side when no one wanted to be our Cowboys guest. This guy was there for us. He finally is free enough. We're having Brandon Lurie on.
Oh, there you go.
Brandon.
Shout out to BL. He put out a great tweet today about Jordan Lewis and kind of his coverage grades. Jordan Lewis quote tweeted it and showed love. So
he's been a top five Cowboys tweeter.
He has, man. It's all about fire all season.
Where's he out of?
He cranks the numbers.
Ooh, blogging the boys, right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about like where's
he from? No, where's he from? I didn't know where he's from.
Oh.
Can we guess him? He kind of gives me Seattle.
Well, let's dox him.
I think he's like maybe a Maryland or DC guy.
I'm getting East Coast vibes. Are those East Coast boys?
Okay. But he's a huge Cowboys. Yeah. He's a Cowboys edgy, reporter, edgy, right? Angry. Yeah. I mean, what am I saying? Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, he does some good Cowboys content. Yeah. Okay. What do you think about Skinny Luca? How long does this guy last?
Skinny Luca, you know, this is, we've seen this before, but I don't know if we've seen it with what led up to it. So I think you're going to see MVP type Luca, and he's going to have to do a lot. His conditioning is going to have to be good because I don't know if anyone in this room, I assumed you guys have looked at the Lakers roster. It's not exactly the most appealing thing in the world. So it's going to be a lot on Luca's shoulders, no pun intended. The Dallas Mavericks have a better roster top to bottom. Now, the Lakers might have the two best players, but at the end of the day, we've seen how basketball is formulated now with the Pacers and with Oklahoma City. It's all about a deep roster. So Luka might and I think could win MVP, the scoring title. Everyone, my mom included, are going to be sad. But I think the better team right now is the Dallas Mavericks. So to answer your question, Skinny Luka, I think it will hold up. I think he will have an MVP type level or type game.
Have Mavs fans moved on from Luka?
Nope. No, I'll answer that quickly for you. Nope. My mom calls me every day about Luka.
Wow. Every day.
I mean, we'll be talking about my apartment. We'll be talking about media. Dismiss Luca, Blake. And I don't think she's alone. Now, do I hear it the most?
Dismiss Luca.
Do I hear it the most because she's my mom? Of course. But I think there's plenty of people on the text line that miss Luca and everything he does, they're watching.
What if the Mavs make the playoffs, the Lakers miss, and Cooper Flagg wins Rookie of the Year?
Lakers miss the playoffs, you said.
Yeah.
Mavs make it.
Cooper Flagg, Rookie of the Year. We've moved on from Luka yet.
And Luka has to get fat again.
Oh, yes. And Luka.
I do think he does have to be fat.
If Luka has a down year, I think it softens the blow. But, I mean, I see stuff on social media, and that's what a lot of, you know, the casual community basketball fan base is. And I see a video every single day of that kid saying, like, he should have had a statue outside, and they do an edit of Luka scoring. And that brings back all the feelings. You look at every comment. Mm. Why did they trade him? This and that. So
that toxic social media.
I don't really think it'll ever go away.
Well, here comes Blake and Fred at 8 to 11. Cowboys crosstalk coming up next. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went 5 flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow. Thanks to Brian Broaddus as well. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, we'll be live at the Bearded Monkey in Rockwall. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Eddies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.